Kanakwe, good morning. This is Waitea News. Greens co-leader Marama Davidson says the party's rental housing policy is a way to tackle the worst excesses of the sector and make homes healthier. ACT has labelled the policy, which includes a cap on rent increases, fairy tale economics. Ms. Davidson says the current situation results in families having to keep moving as landlords seek higher rents or capital gains, pricing people out of schools, jobs and communities.
Capping how much landlords can increase each year, enforcing a rental on a fitness so they're not making our tamariki and whanau sick, and a register of all landlords and property managers so we can see who are being responsible landlords, how much they're charging for a property over time, how many properties are rented across the country. Just give a better idea. We've got no oversight at the moment.
Marama Davidson says the policy also includes a massive scale-up in building state rental housing, as well as supporting community and Māori housing initiatives. Research aimed at eradicating inequities in cancer survival for Māori has won 5 years of funding from the Health Research Council's Rangaho Hauora Māori Investment Stream. Epidemiologist Jason Gurney from the University of Otago in Wellington says Māori having poorer survival for 23 of the 24 most common cancers diagnosed in Aotearoa New Zealand is unacceptable. His team will analyse the current state of cancer treatment and provide an evidence base for planning and directing resources towards areas of highest treatment needed. Dr. Gurney says cancer survival gives a vivid picture of inequities because it starts from the point of diagnosis.
So if you have a Māori patient and a European patient, a Pākehā patient, your Māori patient is less likely to survive that cancer. There's multiple reasons for why that's the case, but within this program, we're focusing specifically on access to and through cancer services. Are Māori getting the surgery that we need? What are those surgical services? Are they prepared for the volume of Māori patients that they need to serve? What does our cancer workforce look like? Because the chances are a Māori cancer patient is never going to be treated by a Māori cancer specialist.
Dr. Gurney says Māori cancer patients may also want their treatment incorporated into a rongoā framework. A community art piece is taking form at The Base in Hamilton to celebrate Matariki. Visitors to the shopping centre are invited to help fill in a 4-metre tukutuku called Matariki Te Kairuri, which was designed by Manawatapu from Taupauri and Te Rārawa and the team at Māori creative agency IRA. Base marketing manager Stacey Kitchen says because the shopping complex is half-owned by Waikato Tainui, the 7 panels draw on the Tainui narrative about Matariki.
There is the stars in the sky, followed by at the bottom, there's the different mountains that are located in Waikato, and then there is the alba through the middle. So they symbolise the importance of the narrative for Matariki to Waikato Tainui.
Visitors to the centre are invited to participate from 10 till 4 daily through to July the 16th. And Te Hoa Mā, that's Waitea News, always available on waiteanews.com. We'll be right back.